Lawmakers in the city of Syracuse are raising taxes in the city in a way they say won't be painful. Mayor Stephanie Miner's proposed budget did not include any tax hikes, but the one the Common Council passed yesterday does. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the tax increase is ultimately a wash because of a new state program that reimburses taxpayers for any tax increases they pay this year.
The tax increase in the 2014-2015 budget will be 1.5%, an average of $12 per homeowner. Finance Committee Chair Kathleen Joy says this was a good chance to add revenue to a tough budget in a way that ultimately won't hurt taxpayers because they'll be reimbursed next year as part of Governor Cuomo's new tax cap program.
Remember, we're $20 million in the hole. So by having a modest increase that's really being reimbursed by the state, we thought we will be able to raise some revenues and take advantage of the state program.
Taxpayers will get a check this fall from the state for $30 as part of the tax cap program. Next year, they'll get another check for $30 plus whatever increase they paid this year. The state program offers this to communities that are working on consolidating government services, which Joy said the city has a good track record on. Mayor Stephanie Miner can't do anything about the tax increase. Her chief of staff, Bill Ryan, though, is concerned about how a last-minute tax hike will be perceived.
To raise taxes with no public input, to me, I think will leave a bad taste in the public's mouth.
Joy says the city only became aware of the state's program last week, not leaving enough time to present it to the public. The extra $500,000 raised through the tax hike will go towards the Sayest Education Program, a new senior center, public safety, and road repair. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.